We're joined today with David Hicks, the director here in Marshall County for YSS, wanting to talk about an upcoming event here in September. On September 19th, we're having coffee with a co-responder. So co-responder makes me think of police, but police and MPACT is YSS, kind of your neck of the woods here. So is that who we're talking to?
Yeah. You know, the Coffee with a Cop series has been so popular that the co-responder component to this is our Impact program, where we've embedded the social workers within the department. So coffee with a co-responder, you can come out and visit with either Tiffany or Susie or myself or any of the Impact team members to talk about exactly what Impact does in the community as we respond alongside Marshalltown Police Department on these non-criminal social service calls that they get every day. So coffee with a co-responder is in accordance with National Co-Responder Week, which is September 15th across the nation. And it's a fairly new thing because co-responders, that idea has really grown in the past 5 or 6 years. And Impact has just been probably on the front part of that wave across the nation.
Yeah, Impact, having you guys respond to some of those calls with the Marshalltown Police Department, I think, is very new to even people in our community, even though it's been around a few years. And, you know, part of this raising awareness of what it's all about, funding it. It can't be a cheap operation, right?
It is not. So we are funded through the American Rescue Plan Act, which flowed through the city of Marshalltown. So we're funded through December of 2026, but we're already starting to look at what will funding look like after that? And we're looking at some options, but nothing set in stone yet. But we're going to really uncover every stone we can to find those dollars. This is a critical program that's unique, not only to Marshalltown, but Iowa as well. You know, the police just can't be called every time there's a mental health issue, a homeless issue, a juvenile issue. You can't arrest your way out of those calls. And most importantly, that case management that goes along with that to get the people the help at the right time, the right place, and at their own pace. Police are busy. They're enforcing laws and doing public safety, but there's just the segment of the population where the police just don't have time to case manage a homeless family for hours or days or weeks on end. That becomes a burden. And like I said, you can't arrest your way out of it. It's not an arrestable offense, but the police having to keep show up to a place time after time after time, there's only so much they can do.
Yeah, I think about there was a story right at the beginning of my career here with KFJB. You talked about a man who was homeless who kept going and breaking into his old home.
Yes.
And then the police were called because it was breaking and entering. He's arrested. He gets released. He does it again. But it's because he had a mental illness. That's where you guys came in and kind of helped that situation. Do I have that right?
Yep, that's right. And there's been several circumstances like that. So, you know, if you're homeless, you're going to get desperate to do things. So we would much rather provide services to those people than to have them get desperate and break the law. Or if there's a mental illness going on, let's treat both. You know, if it's mental illness or substance abuse issue, we have services for that, not only at YSS, but throughout Marshalltown. So we kind of have to get the core issue and most importantly, walk with them to get the services, not just say, hey, call so-and-so in the morning, which they're not going to do. If they don't have a cell phone, that's nearly impossible. And so many things require some case management to get those long-term results for some of these short-term problems. So providing those services, that's really the secret sauce to what we do.
Yeah, and the other cool thing about this, and you're not a police officer and you're not the chief of police, but I know you've talked to them and done some surveys with the police department, and it's pretty almost unanimously positive coming back from the police department. They enjoy having these services. They almost crave wanting more of it because we are in a 24/7
right
service. So just talk about that response from the police department.
Yeah, the first year we started Impact, I was surveying them quarterly. So every quarter I'm getting an assessment, just kind of testing, hey, how's it going? What could we do better? So then annually after that, we've provided the same survey questions to the police department. In fact, right now, the survey is with the PD. So they've got 2 weeks to fill out the survey and return it to us. And then we'll kind of shape Impact based on their results going forward. But yeah, nearly 100% say this has been a great tool in my toolbox for law enforcement here in Marshalltown. I can provide more resources than I ever could before. It's saving us time. saving us resources. It's getting police back on the streets to do what they do best. And most importantly, it's providing services at the right time and right place. So as much buy-in we can get from the police, and I think they've absolutely bought in to this point. We're dovetailing in with what they're doing. It's getting in front of those who can fund us into the future. And a lot of funds that we see are for new programs starting up who kind of look at impact and other programs like us across the nation. They want to fund the new programs. Well, we're looking at sustaining our program that we have built from scratch, that has been built around the needs of Marshalltown, serving the police department and other service providers of what a co-responder program should look like. We built it based on those needs and assessments.
Yeah, so again, coming up, we have coffee with a co-responder on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Tremont. You know, we've talked about impact, kind of what we're doing in this community, how the police, they really enjoy it as well. But this is that time for citizens to ask questions and find out really what do those co-responders do,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Tiffany and Susie are two co-responders, what we call community advocates. You can visit with them, ask them about how they help the homeless, ask about the people they encounter who may be sitting outside of Walmart asking for money. They've encountered people walking from rural Marshall County to Marshalltown. So we've helped the county area as well, and they've got stories for days. And that's where the rubber meets the road. You know, I can talk data and numbers and program development, but if you want to hear the day-in, day-out, in-the-trench stories, come to coffee with a co-responder and visit with Tiffany and Susie about what they see on a daily basis, what needs they see that are unmet, and really all the successes they've had in connecting people with services. Their shift is 2 p.m. till midnight every day except Sunday, but we're starting to flex those hours. We're starting to see some times where needed during the day, and certainly weekends as well. So we want to get them in front of the public, and the public can visit with them directly about what they see.
Yeah, and I think we should also remember this is a time to celebrate what they do as well and thank them for being out there and being on that front line to help the individuals in our community. So, I mean, hats off to YSS and this idea and making this all happen here. So thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. It's been a real pleasure to be part of Impact and the Marshalltown Police Department.